B-Pod Studios.
Yeah, and listen, and you're right about the familiarity and the newness of this team. The only thing is, like, I can't wait for, like, I can't wait for him to show me that he's the X and O genius, or I can't wait. Like, I can't put this team in peril. So if he's not the guy, I got to find out now.
Very true. Very true.
Thanks, George. They've risked too much to get to this point. That you can't, loyalty, you can't be blinded by loyalty and not capitalize on Embiid and Simmons, now Butler and Tobias, if they're able to retain them and sign them to an extension. You can't let it, you can't squander it, because you gave up 4 years of basketball in this city to get to this position. So yeah, you have to capitalize.
Yeah, listen, I want him to be, so, but the other issue that crops up is, you know, how do my players feel about this? Like, sooner or later, guys are going to go, I need to win. Like, you got to help us win here.
Yeah.
And now the flip side, you better have someone available that you want.
Yeah. If not him, who? You floated the name yesterday.
Well, not a flip. I mean, an obvious name.
It's just the going. I mean, not based on any inside info. Just
No.
You go.
No.
Jay Wright be great.
No. Listen, if you just asked me the question, if not Brett, then who? And to me, I would go to Jay, and Jay, what could I give you?
Yeah. Well, you fill out the check.
Yeah.
You write the deal, and we'll go. Be very interesting. Yeah, I think a good relationship could develop between Elton Brand and Jay Wright, too.
Well,
smart guys.
Again, if that came to pass and you decided that Brett wasn't the guy, like, where am I going to go? And, you know, you can throw out the Mark Jacksons and, you know, whoever else is out there type of guy.
Hot assistant.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, is a hot assistant going to come in here? Doesn't know Joe, doesn't know Ben. You know, I don't trust that.
Yeah, I don't either.
What Brett has going for him is he knows these guys.
Institutional knowledge.
And they love him.
Yep. It's like what Doug has. It's institutional knowledge and the fact that he's got the hearts and minds of his players.
Yeah. And that's even more important in basketball.
With the egos?
Yeah.
And so limited amount of guys on the floor?
Yeah.
No doubt. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Danny in Delaware joins us on The Fanatic. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how you doing?
What do you say, Dan?
Good. I'm a huge Sixer fan. Been a fan since the 80s. I really like what they're doing. I was at the Boston game. I was a little frustrated about that. But I believe, you know, when Embiid's playing against Horford, he's got to be in the post. I mean, right there was the biggest disappointment to me. There's no way he should be shooting 8 three-pointers. And I think he's bailing Horford out. Horford cannot cover him down low. You know,
now here's a problem, because Horford plays him tough. I mean,
he does play him tough, but if you're out there shooting 8 three-pointers, Embiid's making it easier to play him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. It's too many threes, but he does play him tough. I don't think he has his way with him down low.
But I had a couple questions as far as like the buyout. How does that work? Like, if is that going to happen by March 1st? And if they were going to buy out, I guess they would have to waive Amir or Korkmaz, or someone would have to get waived, obviously.
Yeah, for
right?
the roster spot.
Yeah, you need the spot, yeah.
And then as far as Zaire Smith, is he gonna play for the Sixers this year or what?
Nah.
He's not even...
Nah, he's not going to play.
I think he's doing some rehab. He's not even doing basketball-related activities yet, is he? I think he was shooting the other day a little bit that I saw some videos, but...
Yeah, I would like to bring in a guard like you guys were saying before. Patrick Beverly would have been a perfect fit on this.
Yeah, team. That's the name that Anthony mentioned. It would give you exactly what you need.
I'm with you, Danny. I love him.
Yes,
I love him. He's a backup point. He's a veteran. You could shoot a little bit. Yeah, I agree.
All right, Danny, let me give you a fact or fiction for Fact or Fiction Friday, all right?
All right.
All right, here you go. This one came into my convoluted brain last night. Fact or fiction, Ben Simmons will develop a jump shot and become a decent free throw shooter within 2 to 3 years.
Fact.
fact. Okay. It's a good one. All right, Dan, have a good weekend.
All right.
See you, buddy.
So Ben will develop, you know, I'm not saying he's going to go out there and be Reggie Miller or Klay Thompson, but he's going to develop a shot that can be used in games and a willingness to take it and become, you know, a 70% free throw shooter.
Okay, now that shot is not a three-point shot.
No, I'm just saying, saying, yeah, just mid-range.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. He'll have the mid-range game.
Yeah, and he can be a passable, yes, free throw shooter.
Somebody tweeted me and said, does it count for Ben Simmons if he has the willingness and takes his first three-pointer and makes it in the All-Star game this weekend? That would be outrageous.
That would be great.
You know, I was thinking about this. We were talking about the MVP of the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a guy like Ben win it, but not for scoring, but for the creativity of passing. And
that happened before.
Did it? With mm-hmm. like Magic or...
yeah, I want to say... I want to say Magic.
Jason Williams?
Jason Kidd.
Or, remember Jason Williams?
Oh, White Chocolate?
White Chocolate, yeah. No, he was awesome. Your YouTube, his
Kentucky
videos?
Kentucky, yeah.
He was as entertaining to watch as anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was.
He was creative, man.
He was. White Chocolate.
It's a great nickname, too.
He was... There was a relationship, I'm trying to remember, with the NFL. White Chocolate's sister was married to a big time athlete.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she an athlete?
No. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was like a big time athlete.
I gotta look it up now.
Well, he was on the same high school team as Randy Moss.
Is it Randy Moss?
He was on the same high school team.
No, but his sister married. It might be Randy Moss. But his sister married somebody.
I'll Google it. I'll hit a Bing.com for you.
Yeah, his wife is actually a basketball player. Danica something, I forget what it is. But
His son has the same handles as him, too. And his son's like 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just the exact same person.
See, I resent that. I really do. I resent that.
To the gene, Charlie.
Says the guy who's has his kid in
My dad
in
was 6'4".
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got screwed.
My dad was 6'4 and bald, right? My mom's 5 foot. Her dad and my mom, full head of hair. What do I get? I get my mom's height, my dad's hair.
Yeah.
It ain't right.
Nah, the gene dice.
Well, I ain't right.
Like, if you're rolling the gene...
I roll craps.
Right, if you're rolling the gene dice... You got screwed.
I really did. I mean, come on.
So let's see. MVP. Last year was LeBron.
Yeah.
Before that, Anthony Davis. Westbrook. Kyrie.
Westbrook went back-to-back.
Yes. Kyrie, Chris Paul, Durant, Kobe, D-Wade, Kobe and Shaq, 09, co-MVPs. Mm-hmm. LeBron, Kobe, LeBron. AI in 05.
Yeah.
Won the MVP. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Shakalaka, 04. Garnett, 03. Kobe again, 02.
In Philly.
AI, 01. Duncan Shaq, 2000. Michael Jordan. Oh, my God, yes. I'm not thinking of Jason Williams. I'm thinking of Rex Chapman. My cousin Joe just texted me.
I keep looking at her. What the hell's going on? I can't find his sister.
Google Rex Chapman's sister. She's married to like a big somebody famous. I got all these players clanging around my head. So Jordan won.
Jenny Chapman?
Jordan
That's his won. Sister.
Glenn Rice. Michael Jordan. Mitch Richmond. 94, Scottie Pippen, Karl Malone, and Stockton won a co-MVPs in 93. And then real quick, I'll give you Magic, 92, Charles, 91, Magic, 90, Karl Malone, 89, Jordan, Tom Chambers.
Wow.
Isaiah Thomas, Ralph Sampson in 85, Isaiah Thomas again, Doc in 83, Bird in 82.
Wow. Did you say Olajuwon in there at all?
No.
Wow, I didn't
know. No Olajuwon.
Huh?
Never won an All-Star MVP.
Oh, that's crazy. And no Drexler. I didn't hear Drexler either.
No Clyde Drexler, no.
He would have been a guy that you would think could win one.
Yeah, no. No Clyde the Glide.
All right. 6-1-0.
Who's this year?
Who's it going to be?
Yeah.
It's going to be Kemba.
You think?
It's going to be Kemba at home. They're going to feed him. The dude can just flat out fill it up.
You know, Durant only hasn't won since 12.
Yeah, I don't need to see Durant.
Well, unless, I know you
unless
want to
he's
see
wearing
somebody
a Sixers
different.
Uniform, I'm out on Durant. I've had enough.
Joe's got to get it 1 year, like, right? Like, Joe's going to get that's. It's not his time yet. He's too young.
Yeah, and there's a lot of big men that have won it in your list there. I mean, Shaq a couple times.
Yeah, Duncan.
Yeah.
Karl Malone.
No Ewing in there either?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, usually they give it to the super athletic.
Ewing would win.
That one step on the baseline to the jam.
Yeah.
Did it at Georgetown? Did it in the NBA?
Yeah.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It is Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on a glorious Friday afternoon. And we're back right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about the Rothenberg Law Firm, because the sports radio hosts and fans, we talk about it all the time. We talk about it today. We talk about our Philly sports teams and how much winning means to us in this great city. And the good news is that at the Rothenberg Law Firm, they know how good winning feels and how important it is in this town, because that's exactly what they do in the courtroom for their clients every day, and that's win. The Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong, like I said, for over 49 years, and they've been protecting, fighting, and standing up for the injured people of Philadelphia all along the way. If you're like me, you grew up here. You remember seeing Alan Rothenberg on TV. It was on all the time. Well, since then, Alan and his family have continued and grown their firm into the trusted household name that it is today. So if you're injured and you want to win, you call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number to call. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or you can visit their website, injurylawyer.com. Again, injurylawyer.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Update. Holding pattern. I'm Pat Egan. The sports update was brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. Sixers are off for the All-Star break. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid will be representing the team in Charlotte. The team returns to the court next week against the Heat on Thursday. Flyers were off again last night. They'll return to the ice tomorrow when they take on the Red Wings at 1 p.m., but will the team have a new backup goalie? TSN's Darren Dreger is reporting that the Oilers and Flyers are in a holding pattern that would deliver goalie Cam Talbot to Philly. Backup Anthony Stolarz is likely the player that would be shipped to Edmonton. One player that won't be traded is Flyers rookie sensation Carter Hart, who will join Anthony and Jason coming up at 1:30 today. Philly's officially announced their 4-year extension with pitcher Aaron Nola at a press conference in Clearwater yesterday. Nola finished third last year in NL Cy Young voting. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier to hear any of the shows you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for daily best of show podcasts. I'm Pat Egan for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gatto and Martinez, middays on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Maximum Arthritis Cream. Deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain and live life. Blue Emu, it works fast and you won't stink. Now here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
St. Joe's tonight on the road at Davidson as 10.5-point underdogs. The Wildcats have won 7 of their last 8. They are 18-6, 13-9 against the spread. Penn at the Palestra tonight against Dartmouth. The Quakers favored by 9 points. They have won 2 straight games. They are 14-7 on the year, 10-7 against the spread. And the total has gone over in 5 straight for the Quakers. On Sunday, Villanova on the road at St. John's. The Red Storm are 6-1-1 against the spread in their last 8 meetings with the Wildcats. 5 o'clock opening tip Sunday afternoon at Madison Square Garden. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month lease on Core Acadia, $24.95 due at signing. $1,500 GM competitive lease for dealer qualified. Event ends 2/28/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings on over 250 Buicks and GMCs. Reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% financing up to 72 months on most Buick models. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. Lease 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia. $199 per month. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% up to 72 months. Buick Encore. $129 a month. GMC Acadia. $199 a month. Get presidential savings now at FC Kerbeck Buick GMC.
Come join us.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and new lines of service. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu included, for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right. $25 and no trade-in required. There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. After 4/30/2020, pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate 4 times in 2018 alone. But mortgage rates have actually dropped by 0.5 point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking and NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here for Landis Block and Concrete. You know, there's nothing like having a beautiful backyard. You go outside, you light up a nice cigar, maybe a glass of wine. Friends come over before the game, or you're cooking on the outdoor kitchen. Turn your backyard into your personal paradise. The Landis Block is my resource center for all outdoor living. You just need imagination, space, and budget. Check out the photo gallery at landisbc.com. That's LandisBC.com. Landis Block, jaw-dropping outdoor paradise.
This is Brian Westbrook, and it's game day. And that means two things, football and betting on football. And the place to handle all your bets is William Hill, America's number one sports book with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now they're taking bets in New Jersey. William Hill is the app I use for all my sports betting needs. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com, America's number one sports book. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 or over, must be physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability?
I'm a champion!
It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Now, while qualified or returning FCA lessees, get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Class based on light duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Ally Financial. Current lease must end by 3-2-20. 20 cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-28.
Sports Talk for Doylestown and all of Bucks County.
97.5. The Fanatic. Earlier today with Gargano and Mertidis.
Talking about Brett Brown, forget about X and O. He might be deficient in that realm. But the job at hand is to get this group of talented players to all buy in, all sacrifice, and all play together.
To achieve the ultimate, which is an NBA title. And that is Brett's biggest job.
All right,
it is not substitutions.
No.
It's to get these guys on the same page, like Charlie did with that team in that clubhouse, and kept it competitive and loose and together.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts Protein Pack Savory Sausage Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
All right.
Looking good, man.
That's
no problem.
That's us.
I love that drop, by the way.
What the hell was I thinking?
Anthony!
Jason Williams and Rex Chapman. Why would I confuse those two?
Yeah,
white
weird.
Chocolate and Rex Chapman.
So we find out who it was. Lewis Billups.
Yes, he was mad. And then there was a beef.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess he got physical with Rex's sister.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a domestic issue, domestic violence. And I guess she's not with him anymore. I would hope not, right?
Yeah.
By the way, real quick, I'm going to be hanging around here all afternoon. Because I gotta go up to the Northeast after the show today at 5 o'clock. You going to come up? You want to hang?
No, I get not really. I appreciate, though, brother. I think you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I'll be at the Xfinity store tonight. And it's the grand opening of an Xfinity store up in the Northeast at 4640 Roosevelt Boulevard. I'll be there from 5 to 7. And the special guest will be Flyers mascot Gritty.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, not easy to book Gritty.
You know what?
Very in demand.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah?
I might take the kids.
Yeah, come up, hang, see the kids, let the kids see Gritty, see if they get freaked out.
That'd be fun.
Everybody knows who Gritty is. This guy's a sensation, man.
He is.
It is insane.
They hit a home run with that.
They really did. I mean, I think the guy's going to die of exhaustion who's inside there, because he's doing appearances and stuff all the time. Like, I think they said he hasn't had a day off since he's been unveiled.
Has there been a quicker 180 in Philadelphia sports than Gritty?
Yeah, as soon as somebody ripped it.
Because when he got released, everybody in Philly was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And then, you're right, as soon as somebody criticized it, immediately we were like, hey, he's ours. He's the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah. Well, it happened because, you know, when it was unveiled, I was getting tweets and people going, your team's a disgrace. Somebody's got to be fired for this. And within 24 hours, somebody got promoted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it became a phenomenon, man.
Yeah, I mean, the guys are behind it. It was the whole marketing department, but Joe Heller, the VP of marketing, and Sean Tilger.
Brilliant.
Brilliant guys.
Brilliant guys.
And it's been an absolute home run for the team. It's Unfortunately, it's the face of the team right now, but that'll change.
No, but listen, more faces come in. I think it's a great thing. I think it's fun to have that stuff.
Yeah, and it was created, Ant, because they have so many community appearances, and you can't just keep going to alumni from the cup years and the bullies so much. So that's why it was created. And I imagine he'll have a big prominent spot coming up in the Stadium Series game a week from tomorrow against Pittsburgh again. And the other thing is we have the new face, or maybe we should call it the mask of the Flyers coming up at 1:30. We'll talk to Carter Hart today.
I'm looking forward to talking to the mask.
Yeah, and I saw he has a special mask that he's unveiling for the Stadium Series game. He's not unveiled it yet. He's going to unveil it next week, but he said Eagle fans are going to love it.
Really?
And somebody tweeted me and said, wouldn't it be cool if he did the dog mask on the mask?
Wow,
the
underdog mask. That's a genius idea. That's
I know my buddy Franny Drummond from Paint Zoo is going to be doing the painting on it. So
he's terrific.
I'm going to hit Franny and see if he can give me a little leak.
That Boosh mask, I love that mask.
Oh, yeah. The Steve Mason masks were incredible, too.
Oh, my God.
Player.
That was awesome, yeah.
So, that's going to be coming up at 1:30. We'll talk to Carter Hart, and you got a bunch of Valentines yesterday from Mary Seahouse Elementary School in Westchester.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, very cool stuff. I love how the people and the kids and the community come to the support of the players in this town, like they did Alshon.
Yeah.
Sent him all those letters, and he went out there and surprised them at Mary Stark.
It matters. It's part of, that's our community.
And that's the next generation of fans.
Yeah, it matters. I'm with you.
610-632-0975.
You ready to make some picks here, you and Pat?
All right.
3-point shooting contest. You can make a one wager, 100 for Zools. Steph Curry +215. Devin Booker +450. Joe Harris +450. Seth Curry +600. Buddy Hield +650, Dame Lillard +800, Danny Green +1150, Kemba Walker +1150, Chris Middleton +2000, Dirk +3000.
Wow, Dirk doesn't have the legs.
Give me Dame.
You got Dame?
Yeah, I'll take Dame all day.
All right, let me put that down. Pat goes Dame.
I'm going to go Seth Curry.
That's a good selection.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good selection.
I like the value there, Ant, and he is shooting this year from three, 46%.
I actually like that pick a lot.
Yeah.
Dame's good value at 800.
That would be like the Sixers to get Seth Curry, not Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Seth Curry. Get the wrong brother, like the wrong Giambi.
Jason Giambi.
I'm a big Buddy Hield. I think Buddy Hield's got a shot.
I like Buddy Hield a lot. I thought about him.
What was he again, Ant?
650.
Well, great value there.
Kind of like him.
Maybe that's a small unit play. I'll go heavy unit play on Seth.
Did you want the MVP?
Yeah, give me the MVP.
So the MVP odds, you guys can
LeBron,
do that.
LeBron. Probably number one.
Oh, my God. There's a million.
This is me versus
things.
Pat. We'll go Sang-Weech on this.
All right. You ready? They have the skills. How crazy is this? The skills contest.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
That's insane. All right. MVP. LeBron +350, Giannis +375, Harden +450, Steph +650, Durant +1,000, Kyrie +1,000, Joe +1,400, PG +1,400, Kemba +1,400, Anthony Davis +1,600. Kawhi, Westbrook, 1,600. Jokic, Ben, Clay, 2,400. Blake, Dame, 3,000. Cat, D-Wade, 4,000. Bradley Beal, 5,000. LaMarcus Aldridge, Kyle Lowry, D'Angelo, and Vucevic, 6,000.
All right, I'm going with Kemba, 1,400.
So 14-1.
Yeah, I'll go 14-1 on Kemba. Where are you going, Pat?
I am going with Kevin Durant.
Well, that was 1,000, I think.
Yeah, it was 1,000.
All right.
I'll go KD.
10-1. Okay. 610-632-0975. By the way, there's been a firing today in the NBA. The New Orleans Pelicans fired Dell Demps, the GM. Wasn't able to consummate a deal. The Lakers claimed he did not negotiate a deal in good faith. They had to fine Anthony Davis because the trade request was made publicly. A little bit of a mess down there.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Yeah. It is tough. It's embarrassing. And you had your biggest asset.
Yeah. You know what they're saying down in New Orleans right now? They're going, oh, Del Demps. Oh,
I won't see him no more.
Let's go to Chris in Williamstown on the Fanatic. What's up, Chrissy?
What's up, Jason? Yo, cuz, man.
Yo, Chris.
I tell you what, I think actually Ben Simmons could take MVP of the All-Star game just based on the fact that I've seen so many high-flying dunks that maybe he just inspires the crowd enough to where, like, you know, they're going to play, you know, like all offense and no defense. But I think that's key for Ben to sit there and show off on the biggest stage, like NBA All-Star game. I think he shows out come Sunday night.
Okay, so I agree with you, but fast forward 3 years. I just don't think now's his time. Like, he won't get the minutes to do that.
Yeah, he probably won't. And you know what? Here's my thing that I really called in about Brett Brown. You know what? It's not even, I don't even think it's so much him. I think it might be Billy Lang. I think our defensive coach needs to go, and we need to bring somebody else in here. Too many times do other opposing teams, when they come down the court and they drive the middle of the lane, they collapse our defense, kick it out to the wings. Our guys sometimes just sit there and look at them shooting. Watch them. Turn around and watch them.
They're always scrambling is the problem because they play that, you know, half matchup zone thing. And I hear you. Billy Lang is the guy in charge of the defense now, and it needs to be tinkered with.
The only reason I say that actually is changed. I watched TJ, and the way he harasses the enemy opposing point guard from the time he inbounds it to the time he brings it down, like, I love that about TJ McConnell.
Tenacious.
I absolutely love that. Yeah, tenacious. And listen, you know
he's
what?
Relentless. Like, he's an on-the-ball guy. The only problem with TJ is you can't have him in the game with JJ because, you know, JJ gets posted up.
Yeah. And you know what? I think we got to make a drop. Just in honor of Carter Hart, the oh, Baldy, we got to get you to do one for Carter. Please do one for Carter because I think that's got to be a drop in the system.
Well, Anthony's a nickname. Anthony goes nickname. Are you going to go Cartsy or Hartsy? In the room, they're going Hartsy, but you have Scott Hartnell. That's recent,
well,
too.
I just like it. Oh, you know, old Carter. Like I just think
you can't recreate an old Baldy,
so much
though.
Better.
All right, let me give you a factor fiction, Chris.
That's interesting.
All right. All four teams in this city are on the rise with key players that could be great. Obviously, Embiid, Carter Hart, who you mentioned, Carson Wentz, Reese Hoskins.
I think that is fact, but the Flyers...
I didn't even give you the factor fiction part yet, Chris. Keep listening. Okay, they're all on the rise. We got Reese Hoskins, Wentz, Embiid, Hart. Will at least two of those teams have a parade within the next 5 years?
Fact. I think the Eagles may go back again, and I think the Sixers are on the precipice. Fact.
Okay, so you're going to go fact on that at least two teams will have a parade in the next 5 years. Anthony?
Fact. I'll look at it optimistically. I think you can certainly, you know, again, Philly's...
trending in the right direction.
Phillies could easily win one.
But you're looking at Middleton, too, who got the bankroll, and it's not just this year.
You know, I think the Phillies could win one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the, obviously, Sixers... Eagles, you know, and I wouldn't put the Flyers to have a very quick turnaround.
Yeah. And if you have the goalie, we've seen the difference that has made this season.
So I'll play the percentages and say yes.
Okay. And in hockey, too, it's about getting into the playoffs. You don't need to be the Golden State Warriors. And, you know.
I would load up on one. Two is tough.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Because you consider our history as a city.
Right. I mean, you know, again, in the 80, you got the four of them. You only won one.
Yeah. Well, who are you loading up on then? You loading up on Wentz and the Eagles? Knowing your coach is a Super Bowl caliber coach?
No, I would play the percentages that one of those four teams wins. I don't know which one's the favorite. I mean, the Sixers, you would think next year would have the inside shot with no Golden State. With Golden State broken up, they would have a chance.
Yeah.
And I think the Phillies would have a chance. I think the Sixers had the best chance, followed by the Phillies, then the Eagles,
and then the Flyers.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that stands to reason right now. When you look at everything right now,
if I was going to rank them, that's how I would rank them.
Okay. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Carl in Bucks County on the Fanatic. What's up, Carl?
Hey, the only thing I think would be a roadblock to Jay Wright coaching in the 76ers, he'd have to buy a lot more suits. That's an 80 game season plus plus playoffs.
Yeah.
That's a big suitcase to drag on the road. Listen, what do you? I always kick this idea around. What do you think of the possibility of, if not this year, the next, making JJ sort of a John Havlicek and make him a sixth man coming off the bench?
You know, it's a great thought.
Somebody called with that earlier, Carl.
It's a great thought. I mean, with that kind of power, with that kind of firepower. I mean, the only problem that you have is if you take him out, you only got one true 3-point threat, and that's Harris, right?
Yeah, you don't have another shooter on that bench.
I know, that's the only thing. Like, going forward, that's why they really needed was a backup point guard who could shoot the three.
Now, I don't know the mechanics of the NBA. Is there another opportunity for these to pick up another player when these guys come off a contract or last year?
Yeah, I think a
buyout. Yeah, the buyouts. Yeah, that's still in play, no doubt, Carl.
Is there a date on that? When that has to occur, or a date?
The buyout window closes. I'll look at it right now. I'll look it up. I'm not sure. I imagine there is, because you don't want teams picking up buyout players in the last week of the season.
Well, they're not going to do that because, I mean,
doesn't behoove them.
Right, because the whole point of the buyout is to get out of the contract.
Yeah, and avoid the money.
So, the interesting thing is some of the names.
It's March 1st, by the way.
Is that, okay. Here's some of the possibilities. So you got Melo, who's out there already, which you don't want.
That's a poison.
Right. You have, there's not a lot of guys. Robin Lopez, Ellington.
That would be our luck. We got the wrong Giambi. Now we'll get
Jeremy Lin.
I saw there was some activity around him.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin was just picked up by somebody.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. The problem, I don't see the guy that I want.
Not
and
yet.
That's Beverly.
Yeah, and you still have time to make that happen. Thanks, Carl. Have a good weekend,
good
man.
Good stuff, good buddy.
Yeah, the buyout period ends on March 1st because that is the last day teams can grab any bought-out player and find a new club to be eligible to compete in the playoffs. Buyout market free agents differ from regular free agents who never signed with the team during or ahead of the regular season.
The other problem, too, with the buyouts, like, again, the whole point of the buyout is to get out of the contract and have to pay them.
Yeah. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know, the guy still could shake free. Let me ask you this, if this happens. Could Elton call up and identify a guy, a secondary ball handler that can shoot the three a little bit, Patrick Beverly, and call up that team and say, hey, man, we're going to do a deal this summer. I'm going to sweeten it a little bit. We're beyond the deadline. Can you just buy him out and we'll scoop him up?
Well, obviously not.
I mean, that's collusion.
I mean, obviously you can't do that.
Not above board.
But, you have agents. That league can be manipulated.
Yeah. It can be done through a third party.
Hmm?
Like Magic was the puppet master with Ben doing some shady business.
He's a clown.
But you know those kind of things go on.
Yeah.
The draft will trade you, make it, will disguise it.
I don't think the Clippers, though, I don't think they want to move. He's a good player. I don't think they want to buy him out. Yeah. I love Beverly.
Get back there and sign in the offseason.
Tough, old, veteran guy.
Yeah. Been through some wars.
I like a guy like that.
You need that.
Yeah, man.
When it comes playoff time, you need those guys.
Hey, I'm curious.
Been around a little bit.
Because we didn't get much dialogue on the Carson question. I thought it was pretty salacious. I thought it was pretty interesting. And I worry about it. And the question is, are you guys worried at all about Carson?
The pressure.
I mean, give me a guy that's going to be under more pressure in recent memory than Wentz.
Well, Jaws wasn't under that pressure. Randle was under a lot of pressure, but he had a great defense because he had a great defense. But
and it's so hard to compare back then because it's so much bigger now.
And Buddy ignored the offense.
I got a guy, but he crumbled. It was Markelle Fultz under a lot of pressure and just crumbled.
Yeah, but Wentz is under more.
Yeah, because Wentz has already performed well, but the injury bug thing is another big part of the equation, which you brought up.
Yeah, but
stay healthy.
The biggest part of the pressure is the Foles thing.
Mm-hmm. The guy who won a championship.
I don't think he's going to deal with that next year though, just because he won't be here.
So out of sight, out of mind. I totally disagree.
I think it can get worse.
Yep.
Because if he doesn't have success, the Foles crowd grows. He's playing against the Foles ghost.
The specter of Foles is the big issue.
I think he's just stronger than that. To use my comparison of Fultz, though, I mean, Fultz was looked at as like the offseason's big addition because they didn't get LeBron, they didn't get Paul George, they didn't get Kawhi, and you had a lot of people saying, well, Markelle Fultz is going to be their big-time free agent. He's going to come in and be that big
piece. Well, he did have pressure because they moved up to get him and how the whole thing played out, right. No doubt.
And he crumbled under it.
Listen, you're right, but that doesn't make it not a pressure pack. Like, to me, it's way worse for Carson.
Oh yeah, when you're the Philadelphia Eagles starting quarterback, there's going to be immense pressure.
Okay, so you have that, right? So that's the one they all have.
Yeah, that's the regular watermark.
All right? Like they all have that.
Yeah.
Now you throw in the fact that Foles wins the Super Bowl, the backup. You throw the fact that Foles follows the Super Bowl with bailing out the season that he lost. Follow that up with people love Foles. Completely adore Foles.
BDN.
Love him. Couple it with his own health issues.
Go back to when Carson was drafted. They moved up to number two to get him. There's so many avenues, and they all create the same thing, and that is pressure.
Like immense pressure.
How he handles is going to be.
Yeah, you don't see that?
No, I see it. I think he'll be fine.
Well, I hope. You know, listen,
you got a blind faith.
I think he's stronger than, you know, to overcome that.
Okay,
I look at him as an immense confidence.
I would agree with you. I think he's got the chops to overcome it, but man, it's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm not worried about it going in.
But do you talk like I'm telling you, I talk to people every day outside of the show that are Foles. Get rid of the wrong guy.
Oh, yeah, I hear it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's still out there. All the time, this whole city.
All right, fact or fiction in that regard. I wrote this down last night. Carson Wentz will throw more than 32.5 touchdown passes in the 2019 season. He had 33 when he got hurt.
Fact.
So he's going to go beyond 33.
Fact.
All right. You're taking the over. I agree. We're all in agreement.
See, here's the problem is that we're three Wentzmen.
Yes, we are.
Hardcore. I was going to say that.
We're the three Wentzmen.
Yeah.
The problem with the three Wentzmen is that, you know, there's a lot. We look at it like through the eyes of, yeah, there's a lot of non-Wentzmans out there.
Yeah, we were not Folesian Society board members.
A lot of women non-Wentzmen.
Oh, they love Nick Foles. You're right. This is like, it's like the three Musketeers, the three Wentzmen.
Right. Natalie is a Foles.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Natalie's a big Foles fan.
Supporter.
Yes. I've been on the side of the Folesians because I can see where they're coming from.
No, but you also had Foles in your top Eagles quarterback.
Yeah. By deliverables, yes. No other quarterback has won a Super Bowl.
Right. Well, I'm saying, well, you are a big Foles. Right now, you had your choice. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're in control of the Eagles, Nat.
Right.
You go Foles or Wentz?
No, I'm going Wentz.
I don't know if I believe you.
No, I swear. I can appreciate.
She doesn't want the wrath of Mikey Miss.
No, Mike knows how I feel. Trust me. I can appreciate what he's done while being ready to let him go.
All right. Now, you understand there's a lot of people that don't feel that are Folesian people.
Well, you couple it in.
Like yourself, that say, I'd rather trade Wentz.
Because you can get more for Wentz, too. You can solve all the problems.
No, I feel like I could hold like a therapy session for the Folesian society because I feel their pain. However, we have to let go.
There's Foles people, but then there's like Foles people on Kool-Aid, and she's just a Foles person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm proud of you.
I'm going to miss them.
Let It Go.
I'll miss him too.
A little Frozen for you. Yeah. Little Adina.
You know what I got to tell you? I hate that movie.
Yeah? Adina, what's her name?
Adina Menzel.
Adina Menzel. Yeah. Not Johnny Manziel.
When the kid, thank God the kids don't like it. Like they watched
Yeah.
But they were out like after one or two viewings. Wow. You know how kids watch the same movie.
Oh my God.
Over and over and over.
Tangled,
and over.
Pocahontas.
Hotel Transylvania.
Frozen. I can recite the entire movie of Frozen.
Yeah,
Do you want to build a snowman? I can sing every song. I do the knocking and everything. 610-632.
What's the one with the penguins?
March of the Penguins? Yeah. That's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, there's another
Madagascar.
No. I like the Madagascar. The penguin one where
they're all the same.
It's all singing.
Oh, I like that though.
Do you?
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Nat's got the update. It is the midday show with
Anthony. I gotta tell you first about Family Crusher,
yes,
Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
The uncles.
I always try to go see the uncles because the uncles are the greatest. Jason knows. The uncles rule. Go see Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul. Uncle Greg just got back from Florida. He's all tanned. He said, stop talking about my tan, would you? And the Phillies are going to get mad. Gabe's going to be mad at me because all he cares about is my tan. Don't forget the deal that's going on right now. The winter-ready Jeep 4x4s, the Ram trucks, for $159 down or $159 a month. That's right, your choice. Only at Family, get oil change, state inspection, loaner cars, no charge. And at Family, your buying experience is always fun. It's fast. It's friendly. It's because of the uncles. That's why. They gave you the best service after the sale. They don't have to deal with people. They love people. Uncle Paul, Uncle Greg. They love it. Uncle Greg goes, listen, come down. We'll have a great experience. I'll hit you I'll get you the right spot, the right car, the right truck for you, for your budget. Because the Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. You're family. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. See the uncles for details.
All-Star Weekend. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of awesome promos for your bets happening all the time. You could find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. Download the app or check out FanDuel.com. NBA All-Star Game is this Sunday night. Ben Simmons will play for Team LeBron and face Joel Embiid on Team Giannis. You can watch the game at 8 on TNT. Sixers resume play next Thursday night against the Heat. Reports state the Flyers and Oilers are in a holding pattern on Cam Talbot trade. Anthony Stolarz is likely in the return if they close the deal. Flyers play the Red Wings tomorrow at 1. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic. New Amsterdam Vodka, official vodka of the NHL Stadium Series. Watch as the Penguins take on the Flyers. New Amsterdam Spirits Company, Modesto, California. Copyright 2019. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertidis. Middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Joel Embiid.
Big time jam by Embiid. Right hand, rock the room.
Tobias Harris.
Here's Harris with a jam.
Jimmy Butler.
Rebound slam, Jimmy Butler.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost
almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
Yo, the hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
A GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Oh, mama.
$199 a month. Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
And for Ram Truck Month, 200 discounted Dodges and Rams. Zero down.
That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Starring the new GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Come and get it today.
For $199 a month.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
It's official. Gary Barbera has Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 for $199 a month.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
$199 a month. It's a 36-month, 10K mile a year release. Well qualified. With $34.99 down, including first payment.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
The Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Hello.
$199 a month.
I'm Ross Rothenberg of the Rothenberg Law Firm. As a lifetime Sixers fan, I'm proud that our firm is an official partner of the Sixers. The Sixers are winners because they know what it takes to win on the court. We're winners because we know what it takes to win in court. For over 49 years, our firm has been winning for injured people, winning billions for them. Injured? Let the Rothenberg Law Firm win for you. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
2019 is going to be the year you get it together, right? Join that gym. Start that diet. Nah. How about getting out of that job and into a career? There are 2 million unfilled cybersecurity positions in the U.S. right now, and My Computer Career is training people to help fill them. No IT experience or education? No problem. This is all we do, and we do it in months, not years. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Okay, guys. Have you been to the new Philadelphia Xfinity retail store? It is awesome. It's the best place to discover what's new at Xfinity and to try out all the latest products. When you get there, make sure to ask how you get Xfinity Mobile included with Xfinity Internet. It's a new wireless network designed to save you money. Join us to celebrate the grand opening of the new Philadelphia store at 4640 Roosevelt Boulevard. That's Roosevelt Boulevard and Adams Ave on Friday, February 15th from 5 to 7 with 97.5 The Fanatic. Meet Flyers mascot Gritty from 6 to 7.
All this week, Mike Missanelli will be doing his annual Valentine's Day Love Sex Music Medley. The grand prize winner will receive a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel at Citizens Bank Park May 24th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. A $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken. Visit them online at Jasper'sBackyard.com. And a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. For people who are hard to shop for, visit ImagineLifestyles.com. Go to 9. 975thefanatic.com to get more info. Watch Farzetta and Trey on Twitch. Follow 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitch.tv for Farzetta and Trey's post-show showcast. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Chase, we just got jerseys from the Union. They're outrageous.
Yeah, I tell you what, MLS does it so right. They vary their jerseys.
Unbelievable.
They vary their jerseys and their logos, everything. It's really cool. That's a great jersey.
It's a great environment down there, too.
It really is, but look at the snake.
I love their logo with the snake.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
Love it.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. I love not to piggyback off it, but when the Sixers playoff logo last year.
Big fan of the snake.
They kind of stole it from the Union, but man, it's an awesome logo.
The coiled snake.
The coiled snake is awesome.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with the coiled snake.
And they had the whole thing, which I love, join or die.
On the inside collar, right?
Yeah, on the inside collar.
It's like an ode to the U.S.
Right.
Yeah, they have all these different ones you can choose from, like the snake coiled around an X, the skyline, dupe. Union with a star in between each letter, and this awesome one with like a skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
With a script of 2007. Thanks to Amanda. Really appreciate it. And we'll have to get down to a game. 10 seasons of Philadelphia Union. They had a first game coming up on Saturday, March 2nd, against Toronto. It was Toronto FC. They just won the championship last year or 2 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, Toronto, I got to tell you, I love the environment. It's great down there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Real good.
I took the boys down there.
You did?
Yeah.
My kids loved it too. My little girl was getting into it.
I love that skull and crossbones is wicked.
Yeah, I love
that. That's going to be the debut of Marco Fabian too. They're big addition.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So Philadelphia Union home schedule begins coming up on March 2nd, 1 o'clock against Toronto FC.
Why do we like the skull and crossbone?
Oh, it's like pirate stuff.
It is
cool. It's like you fly the skull and crossbone flag. It's a rebel sign type.
Yes.
I love it.
By the way, the movie I was thinking about was Happy Feet, thanks to our buddy Adam Taliaferro.
Oh, yeah. Adam, great guy. Great. He's the best. Yeah, he's the best.
Happy Feet. He goes, yeah, I feel your pain. I got kids, too.
Yeah, you watch him over and over and over again.
Penguins clapping.
Driving your bananas.
Again, and what is it with kids that they want to turn it up? They turn the television up to like the highest.
Yeah, 47 on a 50 scale, right?
I go, yo, dude, what are you doing, man?
I did that last night. I was sending a message though because I walked downstairs. She was watching The Masked Singer, and I was
really?
That was my reaction. Jeez, I said, are you kidding me? Like, you're watching The Masked Singer? So I went upstairs our TV and I blasted a Cordell and Cordell commercial.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's good.
And she started yelling at me, but then when she heard the Cordell and Cordell port, she got the message real quick.
Let me give you a factor fiction. Since Mikey Miss is on his ride in, this is the troll Mikey Miss factor fiction.
All right.
Major League Baseball is behind right now in enjoyment of the product. The NFL, the NBA, college football, college basketball, high-profile golf tournaments, and even the NHL in the enjoyment of the product at the moment. Fact or fiction? Maybe for you that's fiction because you like golf. You watch the big tournaments and stuff. But
I do like. I love watching.
Yeah. The major I'm not just talking about the.
But I gotta tell you, like you know what Kuchar did was awful.
Yeah, that was a D-bag move.
You win a tournament. You win over $1 million, and you're Champion caddy, you give him $5,000?
Yeah, it's a joke.
That's why people hate golfers.
Yeah, it's a smug move.
That elitist attitude. People go, what are you, seriously?
Well, I mean, the guy's making a ton of money on other ways, too, not just from the tournaments. So, fact or fiction? I know you have it behind the NFL, NBA, college football, and college basketball.
Yeah, I love baseball, though. I mean,
you miss it, though.
I do. Like, I love the game. Mm-hmm. I do. I love the game. I guess it's fiction, but I could see where most people would say fact.
Yeah.
I could totally see where most people would say fact.
Pat, what about you? Baseball being behind NFL, NBA, college football, college basketball, high profile golf.
100%.
NHL. You would have an MMA in there too.
Yeah, I'm a big MMA guy. Yeah. But I mean, and I was talking in the back
It's just a boring sport, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, and I love baseball. Like, I'm still into
pacing,
it.
Pacing, you're right.
Yeah, I'm still into it very much.
It's all about pace, right?
But it's tough to get your friend who isn't into baseball into baseball right now.
Okay, yeah, I hear you. But let me ask you a question. Like, do you sit there, a football game goes 4 hours. Are you going, oh my God, it's a 4 hour game?
No.
You're going, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
I don't care the last 6 hours.
You know, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you only have 16 football games. You have 162 games of baseball.
Part of the equation. No question.
Definitely special, but my only point is, if it's a good game, you're not worried about time. You're lost in the game. Mm-hmm. It's only, you're only looking at a clock.
That's why the baseball playoffs are great.
You're right. You're only looking at a clock when you're going, oh my God, stop coming out to the mound.
Well, it also hurts, too, that we haven't seen a good baseball team in a while. You know, like, nobody cared about long games when they were good.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in general.
But it's changed
sport.
A lot even since then, though.
It has. That's the thing. I agree. Now, but let me ask you something about the Harper Machado thing. And so there is this talk. We had Jeff Passan on yesterday from ESPN, who's really good.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about the idea of Machado and Harper, and the idea that they both want these long 10-year deals. So can it be that teams just go, I'm not spending 10 years. I'm not signing some dude to a 10-year deal. It's bad business.
Too long. Too much
of a
commitment.
So players go, well, just you did it before. Now you're colluding. No. We learned from our mistakes. Albert Pujols was a bad contract.
Killed you. It killed them for years.
Well, I'd sign Albert Pujols to a $30 million a year contract for 8 flipping years. So I don't want to sign you for 10 years. Do you want to give Manny Machado 10 years? What's he going to be like? Now, again,
in the final five, even.
I don't care because this. But if I'm a team, I don't do it. It's bad business. I'll overpay short term, but I'm not giving you 10 years.
Yeah, well, the NHL, when they had a CBA negotiation, that was a big thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.